Now, he goes on here and he says, do not err, my beloved brethren. And what he's saying here, do not err. And the word here means to wander or roam about or stray. It's like that sheep the Lord Jesus told about, the little lost sheep, and he went after it. And James is saying here, don't wander. Don't think that somehow or another you can get by with it. You see, the habitual and perpetual sinner definitely never had a line of communication with God. He was never born again to begin with. If you can live in sin and enjoy it, you're not a child of God. It's just that simple, by the way. The story is told about a Calvinist, an Arminian, that was arguing. You know, a Calvinist believes you once saved, you can never be lost. And the Arminian believes you can lose your salvation. And the Arminian said, if I believed your doctrine and were sure I was converted, I'd take my fill of sin. And the Calvinist said to him, how much sin do you think it'd take to fill a genuine Christian to his own satisfaction? Now, I say that's a tremendous answer. If you can be satisfied in sin, I tell you, you need to examine yourself and see whether you're in the faith or not. He that falls into sin is a man, as someone has said. He that grieves at sin is a saint. He that boasts of sin is a devil. And my friend, all of us are subject to temptation. Let's make sure that we don't have a birth, because there can be no abortion here if you go through with it. It will work its way out. Now, in verse 17, he gives us the positive side of this, and he says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That is, it's like the other side of the moon is dark, and this side is the light side. But in God, there's no dark side. In all of us, there's a shadow. You and I make a shadow. It said when Alexander the Great had conquered the world and got back to Greece, he looked up his old teacher Aristotle, and he was so anxious to get to him to tell him what had happened. And so he entered his house, and Aristotle was taking a bath. And he told him what had happened, and he said, now I'm prepared to give you anything in the world you want. What do you want? Well, Aristotle looked up at him and said, well, I want you to get out of my light. Alexander the Great was standing in the doorway, shutting out the light. May I say to you, that's all any of us do. We make a shadow. There's no shadow in God at all. And he doesn't vary. God doesn't change. God is not on a yo-yo like a lot of Christians are today. Up today and down tomorrow, and round they go. No wonder they're not squares. They're going around in circles. And so here, God never changes. God doesn't ever test you with evil. Every good gift comes from him. And today, the insurance companies, and I can kid an insurance friend of mine, he has in the policy, it says that certain things are excluded, that if certain things happen to your house, that nullifies the policy, or any act of God. And I said to him, what in the world do you think God's going to do to my house? Well, he said it could be a cyclone or something like that, an earthquake. And I said, well, do you think God is to be blamed for that? Well, he says, that's the way they use the expression. And that, my friend, has been the custom down through the centuries, to blame God. If you got a good gift, it came from him. Count your many blessings today. The sunshine, the rain, the cloudy day, the bright day, the green grass, the water you drink, the air you breathe. God didn't bring smog. He gave clear air. He gave clean water. It's man that's fouled the thing up. God gives good gifts, my friend. God's good. And few and I knew how good he was. I tell you, break our own heart today. Now he says, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, here definitely is a reference to the new birth, by the way. And I think that this is very important for us to see today. And how does he beget us? With the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, the word here for beget again is to conceive, conception, or pregnant. And this, again, is something very important for us to see. There are those today that say, well, if I'm predestined to be lost, nothing I can do about it, so forget it. And if I'm to be saved, why, I'll be saved. Well, friends, there are two wills here. Of his own will begot he us. You can't beget. Now, remember back with evil. You have to have in conception two coming together. And no other way. So when his will is joined with your will, you'll be born again. Don't tell me that you are not responsible. It's not his will that any should perish. But you're begotten by the word of God. When you're willing to come and believe the word of God and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll be born again. Born again, not of the flesh, but of the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. This is tremendous.